Now, there's only one place to start this morning. That's in Windsor Castle for what many are calling the wedding of the century. One man who's decamped to Windsor is Ireland's very own Jenny Bond meets Jilly Cooper with maybe a little bit of Del Boy Trotter thrown in. Yes, he's Henry McKean and he joins me now. How are you?
Bobby, how are you? Hello from England. England calling. Yeah, you could say it's reached fever pitch. It's not long now, just a few more hours to go. I think you're going to get proper television coverage from about 11:30. And it's an American marrying the monarchy. This is why everyone's so excited, because Harry will never be king. He said last night on his walkabout he felt very relaxed, and Miss Markle said that she felt wonderful. And the news this morning is the Queen has given Prince Harry a new title. He is the Duke of Sussex, and Meghan will be the Duchess of Sussex.
Okay.
So lots of excitement. Other titles they're getting are the Earl of Dumbarton and Baron Kilkeel. So big titles there. But it's about the fact that you've got a mixed race lady marrying into a white, blue-blooded family. And she's American. And obviously her mum is African-American. So just hugely exciting. And there's going to be black gospel, American gospel music sung in the church. We've got George and Amal Clooney, Serena Williams. We've got David and Victoria Beckham coming. And Elton John and his husband, David Furnish. And we still haven't seen the dress. We understand it's going to cost about €300,000.
Wow. Now, I believe there's some Irish people there. Paul Fitzpatrick is one of the guests. Henry, any other Irish connections this morning?
Well, there is lots of Irish people here. And I know some people back home find the royal wedding a bit grating, but you know, Ireland is an independent republic, and I think we can look on from afar and we can enjoy it just of what it is, just a bit of fun, a bit of crack, a bit of glamour, nothing more. I met these ladies. I met Irish woman, sisters Amory Drummy. She lives in Windsor, and she's visiting from Ireland, and also Caroline Drummy, her sister, and their friend Irene O'Mahony. And I asked Amory, you know, is it okay to follow the royal family if you're Irish?
Oh, I think it is now. I think it's perfectly acceptable. I mean, I've lived in Windsor, and Windsor is such a historic town.
And you've been here since 1997?
1997.
Since Diana died,
yeah. I moved over for work and ended up living in Windsor because our parents lived here a few years ago, and they loved it, and I loved visiting it. And it's just like home away from home now. So.
And you've got to get used to the non-stop Heathrow aeroplanes every minute.
Yeah, we do. Well, I kind of work in the airline industry as well, so I'm kind of used to it. And it's just become a familiar kind of noise to me now.
What do you think of this media circus, the fact that it's just hours to go now until the royal wedding? How excited are you?
Really excited. Really excited, because I'm living in the town and I've kind of become a part of the whole thing. So I've been watching for the last few weeks as they've been getting ready for it, and I've kind of embraced a little bit as well. While being 120% Irish, I have embraced
so you're
the
memorabilia.
Confident
in your Irishness, and you love the
memorabilia. God, yeah, definitely. I mean, I have bought some flags, but the flags, even though they're British flags, they do have Harry and Meghan on the front, so I think that's perfectly acceptable. And I made a pavlova with the Union Jack on the front of it in fruit. So yeah, I just think you have to embrace it. It's not a serious, it's a fun thing, and it's a fabulous occasion. So.
Pavlova sounds great, Henry. Tell me about the super fans, the royal super fans.
Well, Bobby, we know that you're a super fan. I'm not sure if you're a royal super fan, but these are fans who camp out. They don't wash for days. And then they're changing as we speak into princess or prince outfits. They love the royal family. They really, really do. They think the royal family are, in a way, gods. They treat them like as if they're Hollywood stars. And remember, this is Hollywood marrying into royalty, so it's very bling bling. I met an elderly gentleman who actually met Winston Churchill as a boy.
You're from near Blackpool. You've been driving for 5 hours to get to Windsor with your dog. Why did you make the effort to come to the royal wedding?
Well, we come to Windsor a lot. We feel it's like a second home, and they're such a lovely couple. I hope it all goes well for them.
I'm chatting to a man in a Union Jack suit with a sign that says, "Congratulations, enjoy every moment, Prince Harry and Meghan," and a heart.
Everybody's got their own idea about royal family. I'm involved with the royal family during the war. I met King and Queen, and not forgetting Churchill, we were losing the war.
Did you meet Churchill?
I met Churchill, I'm old enough.
And how old are you?
83.
Wow, so you must have been young back then.
I was young, I was 4 years old.
And you remember them?
Yeah.
And why do you love, I suppose, the British establishment?
Again, I'm an old soldier, I serve my country.
And you can hear the world media there chatting to themselves as we reach fever pitch.
Now, Henry, as you know, Down to Business, a business show. What about business? What is the royal wedding worth to the UK economy?
This is massive. It's massive, not just for Windsor, but for the UK economy. It's a bit like when Ireland were in the Euros. Everyone goes out, buys themselves a new television, or perhaps your child is making their communion. You get the house painted. You know, it really is huge. They think it could be worth anything up to 700 million euro to the UK economy. People are smiling. They're buying more. Britain's going through a difficult period at the moment because of Brexit. So this is escapism. And even for Irish people, despite all the troubles and the difficulties that we've had over the years with Britain, I think this, in a way, is a healing thing for them. But lots of people, not everyone supports the royal family. Some people say that it's a gilded cage. It costs too much. It's a waste of money. Why should we make these people out to be gods? But you're right. It's all about money. And I met this lady. She was, an entrepreneur. She was out there selling just glasses of Prosecco at the train station.
Any more your wedding day souvenir flags? Any more your wedding day souvenir flags?
You run the Prosecco bar. Are people buying the drinks? Are they enjoying it?
Yeah, we've been here since Wednesday. We're selling quite a few ice pops, the alcoholic cocktails now, so as the weather warms up. But we're expecting a lot of people over the next couple of days, so hopefully it'll be nice and busy.
You're English, and we're looking at all the media on the top of roofs. There's one here in between that child crying and the top of that roof, American NBC. Do you think it's all a bit bonkers?
Well, I suppose it is, but what's wrong with being a bit bonkers? I mean, we're going through such horrible times in the world, and this is kind of a nice thing to be going on, to be happening, so it's all right.
Are you bonkers?
Very slightly.
They're doing last minute touches for the big day. You came all the way from New Zealand. Why did you come?
Because we're part of the British Commonwealth and my heritage is British and Scottish.
I'm with that lady, Henry. It's all a bit bonkers, but I think it's great. It's a day out, isn't it?
No, it is. It's a celebration. I mean, people have come from all over the world, as that New Zealand lady said, everywhere, spent 24 hours on a plane, and the Americans are really getting behind it. They are so excited. I think some of them might actually faint. They're that excited. And, you know, it's just like a fairy tale for them. It's like Disneyland, Disney World. They are loving it. They haven't got any of that kind of, heritage or issues over the empire. They just see it as fun, as escapism, and as Hollywood, because this is what this is. It's Hollywood. It's pure escapism.
Good man, Henry. Don't drink too much Prosecco and have a great day. Henry McKean there.
No, I'm sticking to the PIMS.
Our very own Jenny Bond reporting live from Windsor. Thank you so much.